Welcome to Life Perspectives on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio. I'm your host, Gary Anderson. St. John Paul II in Evangelium Vitae proclaimed that society as a whole must respect, defend, and promote the dignity of every human person at every moment and in every condition of that person's life. And with that in mind, this show covers life issues across the entire spectrum of life from conception to natural death. Life Perspectives provides a broad overview of the many critical issues in the pro-life movement here in 2021 and beyond. And as always, today's guests represent an impactful pro-life organization right here in Central Ohio. Before we begin, as always, let's open with our pro-life prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Father, we pray that those working to defend the sanctity of human life would be steadfast and immovable in their mission to protect all of your children in the various stages of the spectrum of life, from conception to natural death. May your servants who labor in the defense of life abound in your work and know that their labor is not in vain. We pray that they would extend compassion, empowerment, and hope to all they serve, and that you would guide them and provide for all their wants and needs. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Welcome again to Life Perspectives. Good to have you back today here on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, where we're delighted to have with us this afternoon Gabriel Vance, founder and president of the newly formed Catholics for Life organization, along with his lovely wife, Anna. Gabriel's a lifelong CBUS resident who felt a strong calling to defend innocent human life as far back as high school, during which time he worked to form a beaucoup amount of pro-life clubs right here in Central Ohio in the different schools around town through a group he founded, Crusaders for Life. He received his Bachelor of Arts in Theology in 2016 from Ohio Dominican University, where he was the vice president of Panthers for Life. Gabriel was also the head catechist for his confirmation class at his home parish, St. Patrick, downtown Columbus, for several years. He and Anna have been married since 2015, and already they've been blessed with three beautiful little ones, Gabriel, Leo, and Henry. Gabriel considers himself the first among sinners and credits all he has, all he is, and everything he does to the grace of God, given through our Blessed Mother Mary. For several years, Gabe has been on the front lines with Created Equal, which is an anti-abortion activist group based right here in Columbus, but with a national scope. As of late, Gabriel has held the position of Director of External Affairs and has crisscrossed the country advocating for the equal rights of preborn babies on university and high school campuses in busy downtown areas and outside abortion facilities. And with a mission so aligned with that of what we do right here on Life Perspectives, we extend a very warm welcome to Gabriel and Anna Vance of Catholics for Life. Welcome, guys.
Thank you very much for having us here.
Well, we're delighted to have you here. Now, Gabriel, as I understand it, the Vance family you were raised in is steeped, I mean really heavily into the pro-life movement, is it not?
Yes, yeah.
Like
I
to know
grew
about
up
that.
Praying outside of Samuel's abortion facility on Cleveland Avenue in Columbus, Ohio, with 40 Days for Life, and out there many rainy and cold mornings. My family grew up going to St. John Newman in Sunbury, Ohio, and my mom was the head of the Respect Life group there and always took a bus to the March for Life every single year. So I grew up being sad that my mom was gone in D.C. For a weekend in January, but always wanting to go as well. And I grew up, you know, watching my older sister do pro-life reports in high school. I watched my brother kneel on the sidewalk in the cold outside Founders and praying. So I've had a very pro-life family that has inspired me in this work myself. And Anna has, you know, grew up in a very pro-life family as well.
Was that local,
yep.
Anna?
We've been very blessed.
Was your family also from this area?
Yep, I am from Columbus, too. One of nine kids. And we did kind of the same. Gabriel's mom had a crisis pregnancy at a very young age, which, you know, definitely propelled her into the pro-life movement and gave her a real heart for women that are in crisis pregnancies. And my mom had nine babies and multiple miscarriages. So our family as well was, you know, just from a young age, you know, taught the value and dignity of each little life that we are blessed with. And so that's my background.
Mm-hmm. Well, I got to tell you guys, being a St. Paul parishioner myself and going to the early morning mass on weekdays, I've seen you guys. I've seen that huge clan of yours, including your mom and dad quite often. In fact, don't you drive a bus, literally a bus or an oversized van to haul the whole family to that early morning mass every day?
There's a couple oversized vans.
That's pretty impressive. So you're well known not only at St. Pat's, but also at St. Paul's as well, and all the work that you do in the pro-life movement. So thanks so much for doing that. But let me ask you, Gabriel, was there, looking back, was there a specific event or incident in your life when the switch was flipped, when the light really came on for you and you felt really motivated and on fire to get personally involved in the battle for life?
Yeah, so like I said, I was always looking forward as a little boy being able to go on the March for Life trip with my mom, with my older siblings, and finally in middle school I started going, and it must have been 8th grade, I think it was, when I was on the March for Life trip, and we went to a Students for Life of America conference the day after the march takes place, and there they were talking about groups founding, being founded on high school campuses as well as college campuses. So the high school initiative was something new they were pushing, and I was thinking, I could do that. I could found a group at my high school, and I could even help other people get involved in starting pro-life clubs at their high schools as well. So that was when I started Crusaders for Life, a group here in Columbus. I started a group at my own high school, Big Walnut High School of Sunbury, Ohio, but then I helped to start other groups in other high schools as well.
Great. So you've been to how many marches in Washington?
Wow. Well, I've been going since I was probably 12, so about 13, 12, 13 now.
Amazing. My experience at the march was that the first time I went, it's so amazing. The young people there, like yourselves, and the energy in the air, it's palpable. I mean, you can really feel the excitement. So it's the young people like yourselves that really drive the march. Jeannie Mancini, you know, the president, she'll admit that in a moment. It's the whole movement really is based on the energy and the zeal of people like yourselves. That's why it's so great that you're founding this organization locally, which we're going to get into in just a moment here. But the march, for those who maybe have considered it, attending it in the past, they just never have taken that step, I encourage you, do it. It will change you. And there's so many cool things you do, like the Respect Life Mass before, the evening before, and getting to see the Basilica. Just an amazing facility, is it not? Especially with the Undercroft Church.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's beautiful.
And all the grottos along, or the side altars along the main church. Just an amazing experience. But before we get to Catholics for Life, guys, I wanted to take just a couple of minutes to talk about an organization we mentioned earlier at the outset of the show, where you've been deeply involved for many years, Gabe, that being Created Equal. That was founded by who I believe is one of the nation's most influential and courageous pro-life activists, Mark Harrington, who is also from Columbus. I've got the utmost respect for Mark. What he does, not many people can do. How did you get involved with Mark in the work of Created Equal for just a moment?
So it actually started with Crusaders for Life. So the group I started in my high school, Anna, even though she went to high school in Worthington, she was a secretary of our group. And we were trying to get local young pro-life activist high schoolers to get involved in different things in the area. And that was even before we were dating, and we were actually on Raising Saints on Catholic Radio talking about pro-life work back in the day too. But as we were looking for local events to get young people to, I came across an event that Greater Columbus Right to Life was hosting along with the pro-life group you just mentioned, Created Equal. Mm-hmm. They were doing a pro-life apologetics training. So I took a group of people from Crusaders for Life to go to that training. And then after the training was over, they promoed one of Create Equal's trips called the Justice Ride. And it's an event for young people. They load our charter bus and go down to Florida. It's modeled after the Freedom Rides of the Civil Rights Movement. So they take these young people and travel down south to Florida, and they train them in pro-life apologetics and help them lead outreaches on high school and college campuses and outside abortion facilities. And in doing that, I saw minds change before me, and conversations of having people change their mind completely on abortion on the spot. I heard about babies that were rescued on campus from couples that were pregnant considering abortion decided not to. So it was the most fruitful and the most effective type of outreach I'd ever been on. So that led me to get involved with Created Equal that way. And actually, Anna and I's relationship is pretty intertwined with Created Equal, so I'll let her share a little bit more about what happened next.
Yeah, so we started dating right after Gabe went on that initial Justice Ride, and then we quickly got married. Gabe and I both went to college, Gabe at Ohio Dominican, and I went to Ohio State. And then when we were expecting our first baby, Gabe really felt a deepening call to go full-time in pro-life work. So that was a big discernment in our family, especially with Gabe needing to fundraise his full income, the dangers of, you know, attack that we knew were prevalent with the work that Created Equal does. And, you know, so we were just trying to be open to God's will in that. And just through prayer and discernment as a couple, we decided to go that route. And Gabe's been full-time with Created Equal until starting Catholics for Life. And we've just seen an abundance of fruit in Gabriel's work. And the way that God has provided for our family has been just amazing.
I'll bet it was. Very sobering. So I commend you for standing on the front lines the way you guys have, and now stepping up, forming an organization that hopefully will have its own tremendous impact in the movement to protect innocent human life. So did you feel your experiences with Created Equal, either one of you, created a natural segue or transition into Catholics for Life?
Yeah, Gary, it definitely did, because being at Created Equal, I knew that full-time pro-life work was so important. I knew that I had to continue that in my future for the rest of my life. I really believe in, and I know that there's more people working full-time to kill babies than there are to rescue them.
Sadly, yeah.
So I know how important that need is. But what I really desired, what I really wanted, was to continue the public outreaches, the activism that Created Equal is doing on college campuses and in urban areas, that kind of the activism, but with the fullness of the faith, because Created Equal is a diverse group of Christians. We have people from different faiths,
yes,
or different, you know, Christian denominations and faith backgrounds there. But I wanted it to be, I wanted our activism to be full of the Catholic faith.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so we're hopeful that Created Catholics for Life is able to train and equip and inspire Catholics, specifically for pro-life activism, the way that Created Equal, they are so good at inspiring young people, equipping them with everything that they need to have these hard conversations in public. But we're hoping that we can instill in all of that the power of the Eucharist, Our Lady's intercession, the truth of the Catholic faith, because we really feel like without that, we're not going to ever see an end to abortion. We know that those things are so vitally important and so, so powerful that work without them is in vain.
Well, it sounds, guys, like although you realize there exists right now a bevy of pro-life organizations nationally and right here locally in Central Ohio, so you must have sensed that there was some kind of an unmet need or niche that your nascent organization could fill. It sounds like you're getting a handle on that, right? You feel you have found your niche?
Yeah, I think so, and there are a lot of different pro-life groups all over locally and all over the nation, and they're all very essential parts, aspects of the pro-life movement that are needed, right? Just as St. Paul writes that there's many members that make up the one body of Christ, there's very many members that make up the body of the pro-life movement. But I don't really see a purely activism group that's focused on leading public outreaches that's also distinctly Catholic, and that's what we want. We want Catholic missionaries out in public, evangelizing Catholic faith while also boldly defending the preborn, and that's what we're hoping that Catholics for Life can do. But that's not all to say that we're not very excited to get advice from other existing pro-life groups, to partner with them, to work with them, so we definitely want to do that as well.
Yeah, I think it's so important to collaborate with people who have already been there. You know, no need to reinvent the wheel. You all have experiences to contribute that create a synergy that will go far beyond what you could do individually. You are listening to Life Perspectives on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio and streaming on stgabrielradio.com, where each month we focus on life issues from conception to natural death. I'm your host, Gary Anderson, joined this afternoon by Gabriel and Anna Vance, founders of Catholics for Life. Welcome again, Gabe and Anna.
Thank you very much for having us here.
Yeah, our pleasure. Now, I was looking at your website. You have a very nice website. And what really I was looking for was your mission statement. Now, you've talked about it very, very lightly so far. But let me pull out here two objectives that I found that I wanted to highlight. First of all, it looks like the organization, in your words, it looks to inspire activists, change hearts on abortion, bring healing, rescue children, and evangelize souls, always relying on the grace of Jesus Christ and that of his Holy Catholic Church. The second objective that stands out to me, and I'd like you to comment on momentarily here, secondly, it states that your ministry is dedicated to Our Lady, the Immaculate Conception, patroness of the United States of America, asking for her intercession to save lives and bring souls into a saving relationship with her son, Jesus Christ, and his Holy Catholic Church. So with those two objectives in mind, how does Catholics for Life accomplish them?
Well, I'll kind of tackle that first objective and let my wife take the second. That first, though, with seeking to equip and inspire Catholics, we hope to lead multiple trainings and presentations for parishes, for men's and women's groups, for youth groups, for Bible studies. We've already done 4 different trainings for dozens of people since we started Catholics for Life January 1st of this year. We have another one scheduled. But not only do we want to inspire and equip individual Catholics to be able to boldly defend the preborn in arguments and conversation, we also want to be able to plug them into outreaches that they can do in public. So that includes counseling at abortion mills and street outreaches that we've already had over a dozen volunteers participate in. And we use apologetics in those street outreaches to change minds. And then we also always need to be sharing the gospel and healing, post-abortive healing ministry information with people to help bring healing to these post-abortive parents and to help evangelize the souls of everyone we're talking to. But we know we can't do that without Our Lady's intercession, like we mentioned.
Yeah, for the second point, we have consecrated Catholics for Life to St. Joseph, and we'll be consecrating the ministry to Mary on the Feast of the Annunciation. And then we hope to have set devotions for the volunteers to practice. And then we also have Catholic literature and sacramental to pass out as we are counseling or at any outreaches.
Now, you'll be based, do you have an office you're set up in? Are you at home, or are you going to be affiliated with a particular parish, like at St. Patrick's or St. John Newman, St. Paul? What are your plans there?
Right now, we have a makeshift office / nursery that we have in our house. So me and our little baby boy, Henry, share a room, kind of. So we're doing that now. Eventually, I would love to, you know, maybe possibly have an office at a church or something like that. We'll see if that's in the future. I've definitely met with my parish priest father, Stephen Alcott, at St. Patrick's about what my hope is for Catholics for Life. But right now, I am just out of the nursery.
I'll bet. They serve to be a constant reminder of why you're doing this work, right? There's 3 little cherubs of yours.
Thank you.
Okay. How do you see, when you look at this pro-life landscape again, let's look at Columbus at large. You've got the mothership, okay? You've got Ohio Right to Life. Now, they're focused more on legislative issues. Not that that's all they do. It's not. But that's essentially their major work, legislation. Then you've got one of their chapters, Right to Life chapters, Greater Columbus Right to Life, right here in Columbus. And they're more grassroots. They're out there on the front lines. They're into education, actually where the rubber hits the road. Okay, they're the other end of the life spectrum. You've got even Bethesda Healing Ministry, which does post-abortion healing. So we've got groups covering all the different bases in the pro-life movement, the pro-life cause. So where do you envision Catholics for Life fitting into that pro-life landscape right here?
Well, I definitely want to connect, first of all, I think, with a lot of different parishes and see what pro-life activities and groups they're already involved with. And if there's ways that I can promote that to other people, I want to be able to do that. If I can offer a presentation for their parishioners to learn about more ways to get involved, where I can cite those other groups, Ohio Right to Life, Greater Columbus Right to Life, their sidewalk counseling program, people who want to volunteer with pregnancy resource centers and Bethesda Healing. I want to be able to plug people in to all of these areas. But I'm very excited about being able to partner with these other groups. A lot of them, I have a long list of the different local groups that I want to reach out to, but I've been so busy with a lot of things that I initially have to do to set up the website and get donations and start counseling myself and things like this, that I haven't done a lot of that. But our goal eventually is, of course, to be very partnered with with all of these groups, whether we can have people from Catholics for Life lobbying for legislation that Ohio Rights for Life is sponsoring, or whether people who are counseling with different pro-life groups like Greater Columbus Right to Life can coordinate with people who are going out there because they came to Catholics for Life training, so we can try to alternate and coordinate so we have Planned Parenthood covered for more hours, so there's people out there praying and counseling for longer. Of course, we want to be distributing resources and information from Bethesda Healing, from PDHC, Birthright, Women's Care Center, Mommies Matter, these other groups that help pregnant and parenting mothers. We want to do all that.
So it sounds like your short-term goals are pretty clear. What about your long-term? Where would you like to be? Where do you see the organization in maybe 10 years?
Well, for the goals, I think we really just have to see what God wills and where His grace takes us. I've kind of started this group. My wife and I had felt a call to this, especially after a pilgrimage to Rome, and really felt like it was on our hearts to start a pro-life group that was distinctly Catholic and plug Catholics into public activism. But as for what we have far out in the future, we'll kind of see what God has planned for us. I would like to be, right now I am still at Created Equal, that pro-life organization we mentioned before. I'm there part-time, as well as doing Catholics for Life part-time. So maybe in the future I'll be doing Catholics for Life full-time. We'll see if that happens. There are some initiatives I know we want to get started. We want to create, I would love to create a sidewalk counseling calendar so that the two abortion facilities in Columbus, Ohio, the Planned Parenthood on East Main that does both pill and surgical abortions, as well as Your Choice Healthcare, which is on Carl Road, and they only do pill abortions. I'd like to create a calendar so that everyone who's already outside of those abortion facilities praying and counseling, whether with Greater Columbus Right to Life or Created Equal or an individual church or some other Protestant activism groups, whoever, however they're out there already, let's coordinate and let's create a calendar so we can see when everybody is outside Planned Parenthood. So if people want to come and pray on a certain day, they know when people are going to be there.
That's a great idea.
Or if there is a three-hour gap in the afternoons where nobody is there to pray, to witness the babies, to help those mothers, we can help get people there. So I want to make this kind of this universal sidewalk counseling calendar and hopefully plug people in eventually, have somebody praying a rosary outside of Planned Parenthood or Your Choice Healthcare every hour they're open. And some other goals is I'd love to take a pilgrimage to the March for Life, go on a trip to the March for Life, but like you said, Gary, go to the Basilica, go to the Dominican House of Studies, go to the John Paul II Shrine, really make this a pilgrimage, a trip. And I'd love to do a multi-day training where I take young people and we do trainings in the evening, and then during the day we go out and do outreach at OSU and maybe outside the State House and go outside Planned Parenthood and pray in council, make it several days, combining prayer and the sacraments, mass and reconciliation, trainings and outreaches, all combined together. But long term, like way out in the future, 10 years, I think it would be great to help clubs get started at high schools, other parishes, colleges, really local chapters of missionaries who want to go out and spread the gospel and do so with a focus on the preeminent issue of defending preborn children. So if we could see chapters spread out throughout Central Ohio, even other cities or other states, that would be incredible.
Very worthy goals indeed. So what do you perceive as your greatest challenges for a startup organization like Catholics for Life?
Well, I think really the biggest thing would probably just be recruiting people for regular involvement. It's really easy to get people to one training or to one event, but to get them to be committed, even to do something once a month or once a week. If we could start getting people to be regularly involved, committed to sidewalk counseling or street evangelization outreaches, regularly volunteering for different other pro-life groups, that regular involvement is really key, which I think we need to have a big push for.
Understanding, of course, that the political climate being what it is and worsening, it's certainly going to take some pivot on your case, in your situation, as far as the training goes, because it's a moving target. I mean, with what's going on in Washington, you never know what new legislation is going to come down the pike, which will make it more difficult for organizations like yourselves to do their ministry. Now, you mentioned earlier, Gabriel, Anna, that you're able to, or you'd like to do presentations, especially young people. So also included, I would imagine, would be parishes, Respect Life groups, Bible studies, and others. So how do folks, let's say we have some listening today that want to really engage with you guys, how do they schedule such an event with you?
Yeah, they could go to the website, catholicforlife.us. There's a form to fill out on there if you would like Gabriel to come and do a presentation, whether that be a general pro-life presentation, an apologetics training, or a sidewalk counseling training. You can go there to the website, or you can also email Gabriel@contactcatholicsforlife@gmail.com.
Okay, and on that note, what volunteer needs might you have presently? Because obviously you're starting from scratch, just the two of you. You must have some basic needs right now. What might those be here in our last minute or so?
Well, we definitely want people to come out with us on the sidewalk outside Planned Parenthood. We're there every Tuesday and Friday from when they open and when they close, which is generally about 8 to 5. And starting this spring, we're going to start leading street outreaches every Tuesday afternoon as well. So if you're interested in coming to be a prayer partner, praying, counseling, or getting involved with the street outreach with us, please contact us. But we'll be doing those on Tuesdays and Fridays. If people want to do office work or other ways or have other ideas or things they think they could do to help, they should feel free to contact us.
And what's your website, your domain again?
The website is catholicsforlife.us.
Okay. And do you have, for instance, like Planned Parenthood's address on there, or you want to mention what that is? I know it's on Main Street on the east side.
Yeah, it's 3255 East Main Street. It's Columbus, Ohio.
The Whitehall area. Great, great. Well, Gabriel and Anna, time flies so fast. I can't get over how it just whizzes by every time we do this show. And I want to thank you so much for visiting with us this afternoon on Life Perspectives.
Thanks so much for having us, Gary.
So great to have you. We will be following your growth, by the way, your growth and development, and some keen interest there. I'm going to watch this. I'd like to maybe have you back in the future. You've been listening to Life Perspectives, a production of St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, where we spotlight the missions, challenges, and victories of pro-life organizations right here in Central Ohio, covering the entire spectrum of life issues from conception to natural death. And we've been privileged today to have with us Gabriel Vance, founder and president of the newly minted pro-life organization Catholics for Life right here in Columbus with his wife Anna. And I'm your host, Gary Anderson, inviting you to join us again next month for Life Perspectives here on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio. Thanks for joining us, folks, and may God richly bless you and yours.
Veni, so